Hey, Mindy. Did you finally order some glasses?
Oh, no, Guy Razzie. I made some glasses. Here, try them on.
I don't think they're my prescription. Wait a minute.
Notice anything different?
Everything is extremely blurry. It looks like there's two of you, Mindy.
Okay, that wasn't supposed to happen. They're actually supposed to pause whenever you blink.
Huh? What?
Well, I read that if we were to add up all of our blinks in one day, it would equal to 1 hour. 1 whole hour of blinking every day, Guy Raz.
Wait a second. So you invented a way to stop time so you don't miss anything when you blink?
Exactoritos.
Mindy, that's incredible. I mean, we're going to have to work on a patent for that. Maybe even get a lawyer. But first, we need to do our game show.
Oh, hit the blinkers.
And stop the clocks.
We're rolling in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Backwards Bird Watching, it's
Two Whats and a Row! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for an eye-opening round of Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about clouds and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? Clouds can weigh up to 1.1 million pounds.
Or was it B? Over 95% of the world is covered by clouds at any given moment.
Or was it C? A mall in Texas was so large that water-based clouds began forming inside of the building.
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Aide from Illinois. Aide? What's the wow?
Hi, my name is Abe, and I live in Oak Park, Illinois. And my wow in the world is that clouds aren't as light and fluffy as they seem. One cloud can weigh up to 1 million pounds. Say hi to Renchi and Dentist. Plus, Dentist is the best. Bye, I love the show.
Winner, winner, cloud juice for dinner!
Aide, that is correct! Contestants, if you guessed the answer A, that clouds can weigh up to 1.1 million pounds, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Wowzers.
You may be wondering how a million-pound cloud can even float.
Well, as it turns out, clouds are made up of water droplets or ice crystals that are so small that updrafts of wind from the ground help to keep them floating in the sky.
And if you guessed B or C, you weren't too far off. Only about 67%, or 2/3 of the Earth, is covered in clouds at any given moment.
And if you chose C, well, while there are no known cases of rain clouds forming in shopping malls, there was a factory near Seattle that was so large, it actually started developing small water-based clouds inside the facility. In fact, the factory's company, Boeing, had to create an air circulation system to stop it from raining indoors.
Amazing. Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible cloud car?
It's time to throw out your magic carpet, wowzers. This cloud car will have you flying high and soaring to new heights. And now, with air traffic at an all-time low, there's never been a better time to go for a long drive in the sky with your own cloud car.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going to take a quick break so I can adjust my new glasses, but when we get back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kids salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
Hey everyone, it's Anya.
And Corey. We host the parenting episodes over on NPR's Life Kit.
We have a special episode because it's just for kids. We talked to our friend Grover from Sesame Street about this weird time we're all living in.
We are all having to get far from each other when we want to be near.
Listen and subscribe to NPR's Life Kit.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back. It's time for today's round of Two What's and a Wow. Today's category is...
blinking. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific statements about blinking. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made up what?
All right, let's get started. Which of the following statements about blinking is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, the longest any living human has gone without blinking was 3 hours and 53 minutes?
Or is it B, some frogs blink when swallowing because they use their eyeballs to push food down their throats?
Or is it C, chinchillas can only blink with one eye at a time?
One more time. Is it A, the longest any living human has gone without blinking is 3 hours and 53 minutes?
Or is it B, some frogs blink when swallowing because they use their eyeballs to push food down their throats?
Or is it C, chinchillas can only blink with one eye at a time?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and then stare at it for as long as you can without blinking.
And be sure to check back Tuesday to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Blink Olympics.
We challenge you to a stare-off.
Grab a stopwatch and a family member and see just how long you can go without blinking.
And once you've done your best, compare the times and see who is the ultimate starer.
And don't forget to take pictures of your Blink Olympics. Grown-ups, you can send these photos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to check back Tuesday for the answer to today's game when we'll play another round of... Two What's and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.